Mr. Mitch, what's up?
Hey there, Andy. How you doing?
Good. The audience has been missing you. I can't tell you how much mail we get about you, Mitch. They love this segment.
It all comes from my house.
Very good. Now, what should we do? I think we should get into these stories, Mitch. Does that sound good to you?
It does.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the KKK wanting to adopt a highway. I feel like a case like this emerges every couple of years. We'll discuss that, the constitutional implications of that. Then there's a town in Massachusetts, Middleborough, Massachusetts, a $20 fine if you're caught cursing in public. Then we're going to talk about the Jerry Sandusky case, your favorite coach at Penn State, Jerry Sandusky. And then Guantanamo Bay. And then if we have time, George Zimmerman's wife just got brought up on perjury charges. All right, so this KKK story, Mitch, the Ku Klux Klan, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, they want to adopt a stretch of a Georgia highway, a one-mile stretch. Georgia Department of Transportation has just rejected it. What are the First Amendment implications? Talk to us about this whole story, how all this works.
Well, let's start with I'm no fan of the KKK.
We get it. We all hate the KKK. I'm talking, go ahead.
But I am a fan of the First Amendment, and this is a no-brainer. This actually happened a few years ago, you're right, in Missouri.
Okay.
And it went up to a court of appeals. The court of appeals, I think it was the First Circuit, I could have that wrong, Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals now that I think about it, said, sorry, the KKK has the same First Amendment right as anybody else, and you, the government, cannot discriminate against them based on their viewpoint, based on their political bent, and ordered that they must be allowed to participate in the Adopt a Highway program. The state appealed that to the Supreme Court of the United States. The Supreme Court of the United States turned it down, did not take the case at all, so let stand the ruling below. So the KKK was allowed to adopt the highway. They were eventually thrown out of the program because they didn't do what you have to do when you adopt a highway, which is show up every once in a while.
So they never cleaned it.
Clean up trash.
You know, like, could you imagine them showing up in costume? They'd all get shot.
So the state,
rightfully so.
The state of Missouri fired them and then renamed it the Rosa Parks Highway.
Oh, good. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, so this Georgia thing, you think that this is they're going to keep appealing this nonsense, or what do you think?
Yeah, and, you know, I hate the KKK, but they should appeal it because the government has no business discriminating about people based on their viewpoints. And if they want to adopt the highway, they should adopt the highway.
Yeah, see, I disagree. It just creates trouble, and they're all scum. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mitch?
It creates trouble, and they're all scum, and you know, our forefathers were brilliant, and they did not design a government that was efficient and easy and kept things orderly. They designed a government that protected freedoms, and it's a messy thing at that.
All right, I'll take your word for it, Mr. Mitch. Let's keep moving to Middleborough, Massachusetts. It's a small town of 22,000 people outside Boston, 38 miles outside of Boston, Massachusetts. They've just voted, the city has voted, that if you get caught cursing in public, they're going to slap you with a $20 fine. I didn't realize that you could legislate this, Mitch. What's going on here? Isn't it a First Amendment right to curse? What's going on?
Yeah, they're insane. I don't know what's going on. This is like boneheads on the First Amendment day on the Andy Dean show. And they know they can't do this. There was a case way back in the 60s where a guy walked into a courtroom with a jacket that said expletive, the draft. And he was prosecuted under a California law about disorderly conduct or something like that. It went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court said basically one man's vulgarity is another man's lyric. And the point is that
Mitch, that was so poetic. I felt like I was just listening to John Lennon when you said that.
Well, you were listening to Justice Harlan, who said that.
Okay.
And that's the basis of it. There are obscenity laws, but that deals with, you know, things that you would think about pornography, and it has to be attractive to the prurient interests of people and have no social redeeming quality whatsoever. And be offensive to community standards. But for single words like this in a public place, there's just no way the government can fine people $20. This is going to get challenged, and the government is going to lose.
Okay, interesting. And nobody has a right. I mean, if it's a city, a state, the federal government, you're saying that at no point could this ever hold up.
That's right. You know, it's different, for example. You can't use those expletives on the radio because the FCC license is considered a privilege of a limited resource.